You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.You're listening to an Artist of the Month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone and welcome to Japan Top 10's December 2023 Artist of the Month. And today we are talking about a well-loved artist, Chihiro Onitsuka. Yay! So I'm Shana and with me is...
Mia B, and I think I may be out for a few months, but I'm back now.
Yes, she's back, and we're back to bringing you some of the music and artists that make its way into the Japanese music veins, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Shall we start with our first announcement? Would you want to join our team? We are looking for various staff members.Including audio editors, content producers, and other hosts to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
That's great, and I guess now we can get into a little introduction about our artist for today.So Chihiro Onitsuka is a singer-songwriter from the Miyazaki Prefecture, and she's been active since 2000. Her musical styles include a diverse range of pop, rock, alternative, and even folk. Inspired mainly by artists like Alanis Morissette and Jewel, Onitsuka wrote her own music from an early age and entered and won the grand prize for the 1998Virgin Tokyo Artists Audition. Onitsuka has received critical acclaim for her emotive vocal power and introspective lyrics, including themes such as love, loneliness, anger, and even philosophical concepts, which was an unusual sort of range for pop singers to have in the early 2000s.
Onitsuka released her debut album, Insomnia,in 2001. Memai for Vertical won the 43rd Japan Record Award for Best Lyrics in December 2001. The song Gekko means moonlight peaked at the number 11 on the Oricon Weekly Singles chart and remains one of Onitsuka's most beloved songs.The album sold over 1 million copies within its first month of release. At 20 years old, Onitsuka became the second youngest female singer to top the Oricon charts after Hikaru Utada. Insomnia was certified triple platinum by the Recording Industry Association of Japan and won the Japan Gold Disc Award for best-selling rock album of the year. Her music has been featured in the TV drama Trick, video games Breath of Fire, Dragon Quarter, and Dragon Grad 3, and the horror film Duon, The Beginning of the End.
Onitsuka had issues with her former record label, Toshiba EMI, and this was mainly for releasing two of her compilation albums without her permission, which is not great, we don't approve of that. But she went on later to join 4Life Music. Her 2017 album Syndrome was highly successful and reached number 15 on the Oricon Weekly album chart for 9 consecutive weeks. Onitsuka also dabbles in songwriting for other artists, helping Natsumi Hanaoka, and this helped her earn the Japan Record Award nomination for Best New Artist for her single Natsu no Tsumi or Summer Sin.
Onitsuka plans to re-release her first two albums, originally released under Toshiba EMI, Insomnia, This Honor, and Sugar High, as well as records for the first time on December 6, 2023. They will be remastered by engineer Tsubasa Yamazaki, known for his work with Fujikaze. Insomnia and This Honor tells an emotional journey of unrequited love, while Sugar High features a more minimalistic sound, focusing on Onitsuka's vocal and piano. Onitsuka's music and DVDs can be found on Merch Bar.
Okay, yay! So that's a quick introduction to Chihiro Onitsuka. So I hadn't heard her music before this particular episode, and I know I say this about every artist that we kind of talk about, but like, her music is definitely up my alley, and I've really enjoyed listening to a lot of her songs, so I'm really excited for today's episode. What about you, Miyabi?
Yeah, totally. Actually, I've heard of her name, but I never digged in about her music before this episode as well. So, but I think when I was checking her music pieces, I saw a lot of comments about she's a lot of audience memories of their adolescence. And I think means that she's pretty great artist for a lot of people up there.
Definitely has a very solid fan base then.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we will now deep dive into the world of Chihiro Onitsuka and her songs.
Let's have our next song, Sign.
Thank you.
So Sign was Onitsuka's seventh single and released on May 21st, 2003. It peaked at number 4 on the weekly Oricon singles chart and was Onitsuka's first release in over 1 year since Ryusegen.
The song is about a romance from a boy's perspective, using the masculine pronouns me and boku.
That's actually really interesting because I don't think a lot of artists choose to, female artists, I think it stands true for both, but female artists and male artists find it easier to write songs from their gender perspective. So it's really interesting to then see an artist who breaks away from that.
Yeah, totally.
You know, writes about a romance from the other perspective.
Yeah, and usually female, if she's gonna cover a song, she may change the pronouns as like female pronouns. It's quite interesting, like she directly just used the masculine pronouns to write this song. And I think this style, although it was released on 2003, but I think it's much more close like recent romantic songs.
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's definitely a more modern-less take on her music.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed, it was the same, like, you know, it had definitely had slightly stronger musical elements than compared to Onitsuka's normal music style as well, which I really enjoyed. Like we said, the girl has range, so it was really interesting to hear her take that, you know, step and, you know, make the music slightly stronger. And if we're going to talk about music that kind of, that's notable for Onitsuka stepping away from a more classic soft style, we can't miss our next song, which is Infection.
Yeah. Infection was the lead single of Onitsuka's second album, This Armor, released on March 6, 2002, and is notable for its rock and alternative elements. This song was featured in the TV drama Freezing Point 2001.
Oh, so Infection was actually released 4 days before the September 11 attacks, and Onitsuka's record label at the time, Toshiba EMI, chose to immediately stop promoting the song due to the lyrics' potentially sensitive content given the time period. With the lyrics, "The exploded and scattered fragments of my heart are glittering everywhere." However, the song still did become a commercial success, reaching number 5 on the Oricon Weekly Singles Chart and sold over 170,000 copies. Oh, that's really interesting. I mean, a song that, you know, completely unrelated to the attack, but I can understand how, you know, there's fear of the sensitivity of the song and all that coming out during the time.
Yeah, probably. And I think it's not the only song, like, when she released, but it came up with some sad accident in the world happening.
Yeah, I think her music definitely has some ties with, you know, more emotive or sadder moments. But that being said, this song definitely was, again, a break from Onitsuka's typical, you know, slow, sad, ballad-esque themes. And like a song that, you know, we spoke about slightly earlier in the episode, I think it was X that had slightly more rock themes to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just highlights Onitsuka's ability to create range in her music,
mm-hmm,
that still appeals to all audiences, because I still really enjoyed the song, despite it not being, you know, her typical ballad-esque theme.
Yeah, exactly. And before we introduce our last two songs, we will have a short announcement here. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at thetop10.jp.
And I guess now we're down to our last two songs on the list. And up next, we have Rasen or Labyrinth.
I'm たを忘れることで天にまで届く人混みの中で洗い流したリズム足を掴む誰かを
Now you've heard Blessing. Blessing was released as part of the album Insomnia, released on March 7th, 2001. It was the ending song of the movie Wasabi, starred by Ryoko Hirose.
So this song also has lyrics that describe the twists and turns of a labyrinth in one's mind. And this is through lyrics such as Kokoro o korishite ikiru nante dare ga watashi ni dekiru to ometteta. And that translates to who thought I could live by stifling my emotion. And that's such a, I mean, in line with, you know, the song, the concept of a labyrinth is really interesting. You know, this particular song as well, while it does go back to her more, you know, piano-focused, vocal-focused sounds, I think was a really interesting take because it was still slightly, you know, not fast-paced, but definitely, you know, it had like a slightly faster tempo to it.
Yeah, totally. I think it's more pop, but with piano-based arrangements in the bottom.
Definitely. I think it wasn't as ethereal as some of her other music, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it had the same kind of raw emotions that she pulls through most of her music.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it's really testament to how songs can kind of grow and change and, you know, really involve the audience as well, because my heart kind of broke as well while I was like listening to the song, and I feel like it, like you can hear emotions seeped through music very, very strongly,
mm-hmm.
if the artist is able to convey it well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the piano background offers the perfect accompaniment to that.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel so sad and romantic about a lot of this song.
And I guess if you want to hear more music, the next announcement is for you. Because if you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode and more, you can join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club starting at just $1 a month. And you can support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. And I guess that brings us down to our last song for the episode of J Chihiro Onitsuka and, you know, her romantic musical melodies and more. And our last song is Gekko, or Moonlight.
Blue and ribbons at your field, come now.
Now you've heard Gekko, meaning moonlight. This song was featured on the album Insomnia, released on March 7, 2001.
Gekko won the 43rd Japan Record Awards for Best Lyrics in 2001. The song is mostly known for its poetry and depth, and admittedly, this is, I think, my favorite song by Chihiro Onizuka so far.
And I think this is the most popular one among the audience as well.
It definitely led to her rise in popularity in the Japan music scene, and it remains to be, you know, one of Onizuka's most popular songs on a commercial level as well as, you know, amongst fans.
Mm-hmm.
And this song, I think, really highlights Onizuka's vocal skills and her songwriting skills. I think throughout the, like, our entire list of music, Onizuka has continuously shown significant prowess with lyric writing.
Yeah, exactly. About this, how the process of writing this song, she mentioned that in the NHK interview song, that she loves the colors and fashions and she's showing around even to, like, to people like she don't know. Like, she would willing to, like, hang out more just to show her fashion, her coordinate style. And she would dress up before making music, like doing the makeup and the nail beauty.
Getting into the mood of it all.
Yes. For instance, she said that she would look at her nails' color when producing, writing the songs. And the color when she made this song was purple.
It's actually so cool. I have purple nail polish on right now too.
So wow.
I'm feeling the vibe. I think maybe that is why I've enjoyed this song as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
Your nails need to be purple in order to truly appreciate moonlight. That's a joke. Jokes aside, Chihiro Onizuka is for everyone regardless of your nail color. But I think she's definitely an artist who puts her entire self into her music. And you can hear it throughout all her albums.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm really excited to kind of see her remastered albums that are coming out later this year. You know, the ones that were released by Toshiba Imai without her permission, which still is not cool. But, no, it's a testament to the passion behind Onizuka's music.
Yeah, totally. And she said in the interview that there's two things she has the strong impression about this song. One is that this one is the most hit song among all of her music pieces. So both Gekko and Insomnia achieved great commercial success and contributed to Onizuka's rise in the J-pop scene. Gekko remains one of Onizuka's most popular songs. And the second point, she mentioned that this song reminds a lot of listeners of their childhood.
Definitely reconnects a listener to their childhood or to nostalgia. It's a very nostalgic song, melancholic song. And I think that's a theme that most of Onizuka's songs have taken on as far as, you know, lyrics and the depth of it goes.
And I think all talented artists may have a bit distinct habit. Before she debuted, she already wrote a lot of songs. She said in the interview that she needs a new one piece for every song she wrote.
Oh.
And she was already broke when she was writing Gekko.
That's really interesting. I mean, a peek into Onizuka's life and, you know, the method she goes about writing and creating music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I guess that brings us to the end of our episode on Chihiro Onitsuka. That has been an emotional journey.
Totally. And our next episode would be in less than 2 weeks from now. Brinton will bring the big Japanese hits for the month of December.
And so then never fear, because it might be the end of us and our journey with Chihiro Onitsuka, but you will still have music to listen to and look forward to in the next couple of weeks. So, Miyabi, now that you've explored more about Chihiro Onitsuka, how do you feel?
I feel like her music brings me back to the heyday of Japan, of like the pop music on that time, in the beginning of 2000.
Definitely.
Which is really nostalgic.
Oh yeah, I mean, she definitely a trip down memory lane of the Japanese rock and pop scene of the 2000s. And you know, I'm definitely a lyrics girly, so Chihiro Onitsuka was right up my alley with, you know, soft music and, you know, deep lyrics. I like to pretend I'm philosophical that way, but I mean, I hope our listeners enjoyed this travel through time with Chihiro Onitsuka, Miyabi and me, and we hope to see you in the next episode then.
Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.